On the latest edition of KDNK's Public Affairs Show, Get Connected, Amy Barr interviewed Kyle Crawley, Executive Director of Stepping Stones here in Carbondale. They provide direct assistance to youth aged 14 to 21, including counseling, life skills, meals, and experiential learning. Kyle says locals are often shocked when they learn what kinds of problems teens face in our community.
We're open every day after school, and we also do a lot of activities with teens on the weekends. We're open Monday through Friday, 3 to 6:30 p.m., and then on Wednesdays for early release, we're open 12:30 to 6:30. You know, the founder, Kristen Nelson, she's a local resident, passionate working with teens, and she opened Stepping Stones almost 2 years ago now, kind of with a vision to support teams with a variety of challenges. So far, I think in the past years, we've had great success helping teens navigate some real difficult situations. You know, some of the common issues we deal with are things like substance abuse, mental health issues, homelessness, food security, just to name a few. Primarily serving teens in Carbondale, about 80% of the youth we serve are at Bridges High School. But we do have a couple kids outside of the area too, from Yampa, Basalt High School. So some of the neighboring cities also, we serve teens in those areas as well. We serve food every evening. We offer transportation assistance. They can shower at our facility. We have laundry facilities that they have access to. So we try to take care of some of the immediate needs. And then, you know, for other issues like maybe mental health issues, we'll refer out to counselors and subcontract those services.
So this sounds like your clients are not going home at night. They have no home to go to. Is that often the case as well?
It's a wide variety. We definitely have dealt with a fair amount of homelessness with some of the teens that we've worked with. And so, yeah, they don't know where they're going to get their next meal, and they might not know where they're sleeping that night. And so we've done a lot of placement with local families that are willing to take kids in short term to kind of help stabilize them. And we work on a whole lot of other issues associated with that. You know, we work with Lift Up to make sure they have food.
The local food bank.
Yep, yeah. The local food bank. And we try and teach them employability skills to get them employed so they can start possibly paying rent and kind of taking care of themselves. So we kind of try and take a diverse approach and offer a lot of different services within the house to hopefully get them stable and successful. We've had some teens that have run away from home. We've had teens that their family had just kind of dropped them off here and, you know, they've got nowhere to go. So, I mean, it's a wide range of issues and situations that the kids are dealing with. Some of it is abuse, some of it's neglect, some of it is they're older, it's time for them to move out, and they're just kind of couch surfing on, you know, at their friends' houses. So
is this a temporary solution, or how long might they be associated with Stepping Stones?
So we are a 100% voluntary program. So they're associated with us as long as there's a need. And really, even beyond that, there's lots of kids that we've worked with that they've come to us in the beginning and we've helped stabilize them and help them. And now they still come once or twice a week. They're in much better situations, but we're still helping them navigate little things like how to talk to their boss at work and things like that. A lot of people in this community, when I talk about the issues that some of these kids are facing, they're shocked.
Well, shock me. Tell me what those might be.
You know, I mean, some of the things that we're dealing with, like I said, are homelessness, you know, substance abuse in terms of, you know, some like crystal meth. Is kind of a new issue in Carbondale. So, I mean, the severity of some of these issues ranges, you know, but some of these issues are real serious and they're right on our front door, you know.
Learn more about the work of Stepping Stones at steppingstonesrfv.org. You can access all of our public affairs shows by going to kdnk.org, clicking news at the top of the page, and selecting public affairs from the drop-down menu. The Grand Avenue Bridge project is in good shape so far, says CDOT Project Public Information Manager Tom Newland. He spoke to KDNK's Amy Harden-Marsh about what motorists can expect for the next 2 months.
The stages of the Grand Avenue Bridge project are kind of shifting and changing. So I'm wondering if you can give us sort of an update on road closures associated with the Grand Avenue Bridge project and the project itself for the next couple of months.
Sure, I'd be happy to. September has a lot of construction activities scheduled. We'll be working on exit 114, which is the West Glenwood exit, doing the improvements there that we need for the future detour during the bridge closure next fall. We're also working on the utility project, some vaults that were being placed on either side of the pedestrian bridge to tie in the new utilities to that bridge. We're also going to be working on pouring the deck for the pedestrian bridge. We've almost got the deck base in place, and we should be pouring that deck throughout the month of September. The 7th Street station is also coming out of the ground. That's the elevators and the stairways that will take you up to the pedestrian bridge from 7th Street. And we're also doing work on the pedestrian underpass that we're placing on the northwest side of the bridge. connection between Two Rivers Park and the 6th Street area. We are going to start the 8th Street connection early this year as opposed to next year and get that improvement in place to help traffic downtown.
So that means in October, the 8th Street Bridge, which crosses the Roaring Fork right near Veltis Park, it sounds like that's going to be closed.
Yes, we're going to have to close that bridge for 10 days in October. The closure date is scheduled now for October 8th, and that'll go through October 18th. That's required to make improvements to the deck of that bridge so that it can handle the stress of traffic during the detour.
When the 8th Street Bridge is closed, what will traffic have to do?
If you're on the downtown side of 8th Street and you want to go across, you know, like you normally do, 7th Street over the bridge and over to the Meadows Mall, for example, you will take the detour, which will either be I-70 from exit 116 to exit 114 or 6th Avenue down to the 114 exit and then right back around Midland Ave. And then people coming into town from the west on I-70 and wanting to get into downtown will be directed to exit 116 as opposed to 114.
Is the Grand Avenue Bridge project ahead of schedule?
Yeah, we're working pretty diligently, and the contractor has been moving things forward that he can do to kind of make efficiencies during the project. But in reality, we're still stuck with that closure of the bridge in mid-August of 2017. So any ground we make up is good, but won't really help us as far as the schedule goes because of that fact.
Why can you only close the bridge next August?
First of all, that's an off-season, so there's less traffic. Secondly, it's before winter instead of after winter. Of course, you know, traffic is slow in the springtime as well, but in the spring around here, you never know when winter is going to end. So it's better to do a project like this in the fall. There's also some other factors involving spring runoff. If we try to do it in the spring, the runoff might be too high at that time.
Well, Tom Newland, thanks very much.
Thank you. I appreciate your interest.
A neighborhood informational meeting about the 8th Street closure is planned for this Thursday at 5.
963-0139. Reporting live from the Glenwood Bridge, I'm Steve Skinner.
Thank you. 963-0139 be our icebreaker this morning. As I was starting to say, a neighborhood informational meeting about the 8th Street closure is planned for this Thursday at 5 p.m. at the Glenwood Springs Library. The next public meeting about the Grand Avenue Bridge is scheduled for Friday, September 16th at 9 a.m. You can find more information, contact numbers at CODOT.gov. Search for the Grand Avenue Bridge project.
A lot of traffic out here this morning, Steve.
Boy, there's something... Certainly was. Certainly is. The knob on my fader fell off. Boulder announced last week the city has committed to 100% renewable clean electricity by 2030. Eric Gladys reports.
Boulder Mayor Suzanne Jones says the city by the Flatirons will be powered by 100% clean energy by 2030. She spoke Wednesday at an event in downtown Denver that brought together hundreds of Coloradans and dozens of clean energy businesses and community leaders. Angie Fife with ICLEI, a global sustainability network, including some 1,500 local governments in 86 countries, says setting ambitious goals at the local level creates unique opportunities for collaboration between policymakers, businesses, and nonprofits.
What is the role of the business community in terms of bringing market solutions? Solar can't be just for those who afford it. We have to provide for low-income communities to also benefit.
Boulder is the 17th U.S. city to commit to 100% clean energy, including Aspen, which reached its goal last year through a combination of wind, hydro, and increased efficiencies. Fife notes some 120 cities globally have made similar commitments. The state of Hawaii is set to use only renewables by 2040. I'm Eric Gladys.
He is, and it is 7:07. This is KDNK Carbondale. Briefly, we want to let you know that this is the kickoff day of our KDNK membership drive.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning once again, Mr. Management.
Yeah, the theme is join the team this year. So we want people to come on board with the team, get the new team jersey.
Yeah, and it really looks nice. KDNK number one.
Yeah, you're number one. You're an important member of the team. As a matter of fact, you're going to have you bat cleanup if you join right now at 9630139.
You're listening. We're number one in your
hearts. Crack it out of the park.